talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Second hour, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making, and we're going to the lines themselves. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind? Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, I think that what we're witnessing is people that they want to reject the Enlightenment, as indeed a lot of the people in the in the South did prior to the Civil War. They don't care about the separation of church and state. They don't think it really exists. They think that's just, they think that is just a false premise, because these guys want to reject the Enlightenment. I mean They don't believe that all men are created equal. They think that women are inferior and should be subservient to men. I mean, that is just, including some of these women, I mean, that they think that they are the handmaidens of the handmaidens and the vessels, and that's what we're dealing with now. I think that with Amy Coney Barrett, I think that's her position, and for Brett Kavanaugh, I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him, which is a lot shorter distance now than it was when I was a younger man.
He hasn't missed many meals either. I mean, the guy weighs a few pounds. But no, I hear what you're saying, Mark. You're raising a good point. The Enlightenment, for those, remember something, Europe convulsed in warfare internally all through the 1600s, religious warfare, and Germany got really bad, and they had these princes. Now you think of Germany. Well, for a while it was Bavaria and Prussia, and they'd fight each other. And then before that, they were just princes. They're flat out princes that basically ran things, and whatever religion the prince was, you were his religion. People finally started to say, hey, wait a minute. I'm a human being. I'll decide what I want to do. And in the 18th century, the 1700s, you had people like Rousseau and Voltaire, and the rest came along, said, wouldn't it be a great thing if, people weren't oppressed and they were equal and we didn't impose religion on folks? And, the Enlightenment, I mean, that's a very shorthanded version. And that was put into effect in our Constitution. Our Constitution is an Enlightenment document. And it provides in the First Amendment, remember, of these amendments, the first 10 are the Bill of Rights. The first one, for good reason, is no established religion, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the right to petition the government, freedom of the press. It's incredible. If you put that on a ballot now, it wouldn't get, it might not pass in some states. Really, it might not pass in some states. Those people were geniuses, and thank God they all came together at the same time. So Mark from the SAC is exactly right. This is, this court, I think, has gone too far. And by that I mean, there's an old saying that the Supreme Court keeps one eye on the election returns. They're not stupid. If the entire country says, get out of here, they're toast. They have no army. And so this is one where they are pandering to a, in my view, a political minority. And I think you are going to see the effect of this in the Wisconsin governor race. I think that that Evers will handily beat any Republican, simply because people are going to say, no, we don't want this kind of this thing rammed down our throat. I think you are going to see it in effect in the Senate and House races around the country, even the gerrymandered House races and the Senate races in all states. You can't gerrymander a Senate seat because it's a statewide. But this is going to have political implications. And if I'm correct, and we spent an hour talking about this, and I'm glad we did, but if I'm correct, there will be concurring opinions. And there won't be five opinions to, or five decisions to overturn Roe v. Wade. There'll be three. It'll be Alito, Clarence Thomas, Amy Comey Barrett, maybe Gorsuch. Then there will be three liberals, Democrats, who don't want to do anything. And then there will be two, which I think are going to be Roberts and Kavanaugh, who give a very narrow concurring opinion saying, we concur with the majority insofar as they're upholding the Mississippi law. Mississippi law doesn't interfere with abortions at all in the first trimester. That's what Roe v. Wade says. That's what Roe v. Wade says. And but we don't concur in the rest of it. Now, the thing that's important is, will they have the decency to put in that, and even in the second and third trimesters, if the life or health of the woman is threatened, the state may not interfere with a medical decision on that. If they put that in, I mean, there aren't a lot of abortions in the third trimester that are done for the heck of it. You know, I mean, this frequently is because almost always because of the life or health of the woman. And so this may be not as apocalyptic as we think, but I don't have a crystal ball, but I'm telling you, as having, I didn't clerk for the Supreme Court, but I clerked for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit in Chicago. Judge Thomas Fairchild, the chief judge at the time, great judge. I learned a lot and drafted opinions for him. He decided the case and said, I want it to turn out this way, and I draft the opinion. And I'll tell you what, I think there's a very real possibility there'll be concurring opinions here. And there's no doubt in my mind that this draft is authentic, that it got leaked. There are 9 Supreme Court justices and they each have 4 clerks. There are 36 people that saw this. And these are people right out of law school. Maybe they clerk for another lower court judge for a year or two. And some of them may think, all right, I'm going to put some pressure on folks and release it. I don't know if there's any criminal prohibition on that. Certainly they'll get in trouble if they get sniffed out. But Politico may be deposed. They could have a grand jury talk to them. They may say reporter privilege. I litigated a lot of that for WSN TV and radio in my legal career. Reporters do have a privilege. There's going to be some fascinating legal ramifications of this, but the bottom line is it's going to have a tremendous impact on the November elections and the 2024 elections. We're going to go on because we could speak about this for yet another hour, but the lines are open, 844-967-2789. I leave it to people to call in to express your opinion, pose a question. I'd love to respond. But I'm going to turn now to the Republican governor primary in Wisconsin. And there's a big oops, oops, oops for Tim Michaels. Oops. You may remember there was a guy named Sean Duffy. He was the congressman from Hayward. And he left the Congress because his wife, and I admire him for doing this, even though I disagree with him on a lot of issues. His wife had a very difficult birth and the child with special needs, and he decided he was going to stay home with his family. And I admire him for that. In any event, his wife now is a commentator for Fox News out of New York. So they moved to New Jersey. And Trump said, well, move back and run for governor. I'll support you. And he thought about it. But he goes, well, you know, I live in New Jersey. That's kind of weird, even though I was a congressman. It turns out that Tim Michaels lives in Connecticut and in New York City. Oops, here's the deal. He has a family construction business. And I got to say, at the very beginning, I thought that Michaels was an intriguing candidacy because I looked on him more like I looked on Tommy Thompson, who was basically a moderate straight shooter. You might not agree with him on everything, but basically he's not going to, you know, permit the Republican Party to overturn a presidential election or transfer the selection of electors to the legislature and all that kind of stuff. I thought Michaels was the same. Maybe he is, except that that's not how he's campaigning. His initial ads just are absolutely flat out, much more in the line of Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn. And he apparently said it's something that those anti-voting laws that Evers vetoed, voter repression, that what he would do is he would have signed them. Well, you know, and then he's no different from the Duchess of Foxconn. Anyway, he owns a $17 million home in, near Greenwich, Connecticut, an $8.7 million condo in Manhattan. One of his children graduated from high school. They live there in Connecticut, and the other one graduated from high school in New York, and these are not boarding schools. And he lived in these properties from 2015 to 2020. Now he's back sniffing around to be governor. Here's the deal. He says, I live 183 days a year in Wisconsin. Well, okay, I live 365 days in Wisconsin, except when I'm on vacation, except when I go to Florida for a week. Lucky to get away for a week or two. Then they ask him, where's he living now? Swear to God. His spokesman says, I'll check out that and get back to you. Hey, you know, nobody ever said to me, where's Matt living now? Well, I'll check on that. He said, Wyoming, for God's sake. I mean, you know, so come on, guy. Come on, guy. Okay. So the problem is for Michaels, he might be better than the Duchess of Foxconn, but I don't know it because he's been campaigning like the Duchess. And he, you know, apparently he's a Connecticut guy or $17 million. That's a hell of a house. It only has four bedrooms. Does have five bathrooms. Nothing in Milwaukee like that. Pay a little extra. Pay a little extra. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight Rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.